Whiskey River, take my mind.
Hello and welcome to Larkspur. Thank you for tuning in. My name's Aurora and you're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. We're coming to you from unceded Wet'suwet'en territory, Ginnamdun Clan. I'm grateful to live and to work on Wet'suwet'en territory. This is Larkspur's 17th episode. We are live in the train car on a snowy Friday morning, and isn't this blanket of snow just such a great way to start a November weekend? I hope you're able to get out and enjoy it, or you're staying nice and cozy as we settle into the winter months here in the north. Larkspur covers the folk, bluegrass, Americana, soul, blues, and country genres throughout the eras. And tonight we're going to take a deep dive into the honky-tonks, juke joints, and barrel houses to explore some honky-tonk and ragtime music and its influence on today's country music. That first song you heard was Ragged But Right by the Hokum High Rollers, and this is Honky Tonk Music by Jelly Roll Morton. He was one of the first giants of jazz and ragtime music, and really Honky Tonk was born out of that. So a little bit of history to start off. Hope you enjoy.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, a filet gumbo. 'Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and Abigail. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Mama shares a meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
That was It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels by Kitty Wells. And before that, you heard Lovesick Blues, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, and Patsy Cline, some of the greats, female greats of country music. Before that, it was Jambalaya on the Bayou, sung by Hank Williams off of Honky Tonkin'. And before that, Honky Tonk Music by Jelly Roll Morton. So the term honky tonk, where does that kind of come from, and what does it mean? It has its origins in ragtime sound and was really born out of the musical styles in jukes, dive bars, and country saloons. Think swinging doors and shots of whiskey and out-of-tune pianos. While it was originally associated with a specific piano sound, it was often more percussive than melodic. Like I said, in these establishments, the pianos were very often out of tune, so rather than relying on melody, they really hammered on the keys to give it a uniquely percussive quality, and sometimes even pushed metal tacks into the hammers to help enhance that sound. While boogie-woogie or stride piano relied heavily on 12-bar blues and are more associated with the blues, honky-tonk is a bluesy style of country music that has come to influence country music as we know it today. This next one is Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' by Loretta Lynn.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind.
She's in some honky-tonk tonight, I know. She's dancing where the music's loud and lights are low. in a crowded bar she likes to hang around. But as long as there's a honky-tonk, she'll never settle down. So close up the honky-tonks, lock all the doors. Don't let the one I love go there anymore. Close up the honky-tonks, throw away the key. Then maybe the one I love will come back to me. I wish I had the power to turn back the time and live again the hours when she was all mine. Cause it hurts to see her running with that crowd downtown. But as long as there's a honky-tonk, she'll never settle down. So close up the honky-tonks, lock all the doors. Don't let the one I love go there anymore. Close up the honky-tonks, throw away the key. Then maybe the one I love will come back to me. Then maybe the one I love will come back to me.
A thousand words the blink of an eye, the camera loves you, and so do I. Click. My favorite picture of you is the one where you stare and strain into the lens.
That was You're Still On My Mind by The Byrds. Before that, My Favorite Picture of You by Guy Clark. And before that, it was Close Up the Honky Tonks by the Flying Burrito Brothers, which was a request from Kyle, my dad, back in Toronto. So the origins of the word honky tonk are largely unknown, but one theory is that the tonk portion of the name might have come from the brand of piano made by William Tonk and Bros, William and Max Tonk. They're an American manufacturer of upright pianos, and that etymology is possible, but the pianos weren't manufactured till 1889, and the term was already kind of established by then. It's also been suggested that the sound of honky-tonk and the types of places that were called honky-tonks are associated with that, suggest that it might be an onomatopoeic reference to the loud, boisterous music and noises that are heard in those establishments. The name originated on the Barbary Coast of California and was really applied to the low dives, which formed so great a part of that notorious district. And those establishments were often really big in size. There was lots of liquor flowing, and the tables were crowded, and the dance floor was just as crowded. And entertainment was given on stage at one end of the room. The honky-tonk, as a matter of fact, was a predecessor to the present-day cabaret or nightclub, and the principal difference being the prices were lower and that the former establishment made no pretense of class, so maybe more like dive bars as we know them today. They're rough establishments and provide country music in the Deep South and Southwest, really associated with a working-class clientele. And some offered dancing music played by pianists or small bands. Katrina Hazard Gordon wrote that honky-tonk was the first urban manifestation of the juke, another type of working-class bar that was more so out in the boonies. And the name itself became synonymous with that style of music. Related to the classic blues and tonal structure, Honky Tonk has a tempo that is slightly stepped up for the audiences in these establishments. The themes really went from the lows of hard work and blue-collar work to lovesick songs and melodies. It used to have a more ragged sound, think Hank Williams, and some of the gritty themes made the style synonymous with hillbilly music. That gave way to modern and cleaner sounds and instrumentation as it progressed into new audiences. Think Merle Haggard or Buck Owens. This next song is a good example of boogie-woogie style.
I found my thrill.
That was Blueberry Hill, sung by Fats Domino, one of the pioneers of rock and roll music. This next one is kind of a modern take on ragtime music, Wanna Be Your Man by Pokey LaFarge.
Something's wrong, honey, this I know. Never seen you this way before. Hey, baby, I wanna be your man. I can tell you need a friend. Step aside, won't you let me in? Hey, baby, who do you think I am? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. Some people don't like me hanging around, but there's no reason for it that I found. Hey, baby, please don't look so sad. When you're all alone and you need a hand, let me come into your house and be a handy man. Hey, baby, what about the fun we've had? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be your man. Mm-hmm. can tell you've had a long day. Why don't we smoke something, take the pain away? It's okay, I'll be your shelter from the storm. Don't let your demons take control. Let me rock you with a steady roll. It's cold, baby, won't you come and keep me warm? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be your man.
That was State Street Rag / Foldin' Bed live by the Crow Quill Night Owls. That song really reminds me of I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book. I want to walk like you, talk like you too. which really goes to show that influence on modern media as well. Before that, we heard Wanna Be Your Man by Pokey Lafarge, so some examples of more ragtime styles. Thanks very much to Babine Animal Hospital for sponsoring Smithers Community Radio. Their phone number is 250-847-8887, and they're located at 4124 Railway Avenue. That's Babine Animal Hospital. CICK 93.9 FM is having its AGM this coming Wednesday, November 19th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Join us for the Smithers Community Radio Society AGM in the Central Park train car. And for members, you can help steer the direction of the station by voting on potential board members. And for programmers, it's a great opportunity to contribute as well. So please come out to the AGM this Wednesday, November 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. We'd really love to see you there. This next one is a total honky-tonk classic, kind of that cleaner, stripped-down sound. Heartaches by the Number, Buck Owens.
Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back but never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number, trouble by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. When you called me and said that you were coming back to stay. With hopeful heart I've waited for your knock on my door. I've waited but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Got no place to go, or you can come and see me, darling, or and bring along some dough, and we go honky tonkin', honky tonkin'. We go honky tonkin', honey baby. We go honky tonkin' round this town. Now Now you and your old man, you have a falling out. Will you come and see me, darling? Oh, and we go stepping out. We go honky-tonking, honky-tonking. We go honky-tonking, honey, baby. We go honky-tonking round this town. Headed up to the city, up to the city fair. If you wanna do the boogie, baby, well, you can meet me there. We go honky tonkin', honky tonkin'. We go honky tonkin', honey, baby. We go honky tonkin' round this town.
That was Honky Tonkin' by Townes Van Zandt. Before that, you heard Heartaches by the Number by Buck Owens. Although honky tonk music is often associated with the American South, it does take on unique regional characteristics as well, depending on where it's being sung. Honky tonk has roots in the oil boom towns and cattle driving regions of Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, but over time it spread west to California and gained national attention through the music industry, which was centered in Nashville, Tennessee. Ranging from lyrical themes to dance styles, each of these regions really contributed unique features to the honky-tonk tradition. There's Oklahoma, there's Texas honky-tonk, which is more associated with two-stepping. There's Bakersfield or California honky-tonk, which is more stripped down. And Tennessee or Nashville honky-tonk, which really brought honky-tonk to national audiences through venues like the Grand Ole Opry, and it's a more polished and commercial version. Here's Midnight Run by Charlie Crockett.
A man think that he can forget about what used to be happy with the way life is, not think about what once was his. Whiskey drunk and under the gun, I'm taking me a midnight run. I'm taking me a midnight run. I'm making another one. 1,000 miles or more I'll drive to where I lived when I thought I was alive. They'll never know I was ever around, just my shadow on the ground. I turn east to face the sun after making me a midnight run. I'll tell you all, cause you need to know. They don't call for me to go. I hear that voice coming across the miles. I got no choice but to be gone a while. I say get in, you better lock and load. Don't let the wind block the road. I'll be gone, but when it's done, I'm all alone on my midnight run. I'm taking me a midnight run. I'm making another one. 1,000 miles or more I'll drive to where I lived when I thought I was alive. They'll never know I was ever around. Just my shadow on the ground. I turn east to face the sun after making me a midnight run.
That was Midnight Run by Charlie Crockett. That brings us to the end of Honky Tonk Week here on Larkspur. Thanks very much to the Bulkley Valley Concert Association for sponsoring Smithers Community Radio and supporting Smithers Community Radio. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, and this is Larkspur Honky Tonk Week, so thanks for joining us to listen to some honky tonk tunes. This last song is Country Honk, a version of Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones off of Let It Bleed. And the Rolling Stones' first couple of albums really are pretty bathed in the honky tonk or kind of country genres, and sort of brought that into more rock and roll music as well. So you can hear those influences there, and this is definitely my favorite version of this song, and such a great tune to end on today. Thanks very much for listening. Here you are.